This year, lawmakers approved a slew of new legislation intended to address Illinois' teacher shortage. But Mark Kleisner says schools across the state are still struggling to fill open teaching positions. Kleisner is the new president of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. That's a statewide organization representing Illinois regional offices of education. Kleisner is also the director of West Cook 40, an intermediate service center serving western Cook County. Kleisner spoke with Illinois Public Media's Lee Gaines about what the shortage looks like as a new school year begins.
At this point, we know nearly every district is looking for teachers. Daily, I have phone calls from superintendents around the state that are asking for a version of waiver. If a teacher is certified in one area, can they teach in another area? Because we just cannot fill the classrooms. Yesterday, I was told that in Peoria School District alone, there are 50 open teaching positions that they can't fill. So the actual hard number data, we'll know that very shortly, but we do know anecdotally that it's at least as bad as last year, and in most cases worse, that people can't fill positions.
I'm wondering what your perspective on the teacher minimum wage hike is. Is that going to be a silver bullet, or will it make a dent but not solve the whole problem?
I think it's a step in the right move, but I think it's a step in the right move 2 or 3 years down the road. Teachers who are licensed, interested, and available are all used up. So increasing that salary may be incentive for people to go into the profession, but those who are currently licensed and available and looking for positions, they all have jobs. In fact, in my region, some districts are stealing teachers from other districts nearby by perhaps paying them a little bit more. Also, districts down south, south of 80, that are hurting for finding teachers to fill are also the ones that are paying less. And so this is going to be a financial hardship the first couple of years. And I'm hearing that now the districts are, quote, forced to pay incoming people at $40,000, they're actually raising class sizes and they are hiring less teachers because they've got to pay more with the same amount of money.
And I want to get a sense from you what the impact of a teacher shortage looks like in the classroom, and what kind of effect does it have on student learning?
It's almost common sense to say that if you don't have highly qualified teachers and you have larger class sizes, the impact on student learning has got to be negative. So I think over the next few years, we're going to actually see the impact. And that's why many of us are trying to have conversations about the pipeline. Our universities are telling us that they're only producing 10% to 30% of the teachers they produced a decade ago. And so if the shortage is upon us and if the pipeline is drying up, I think we need to be very concerned about what the future holds and look for creative ways to entice young professionals into the profession. We need to find ways to elevate the profession of teaching. So we need to be taking multiple approaches now to impact 5 years from now. But I think there's no doubt we're going to see an impact on teaching and learning. If classes are being canceled, there are stories about principals who have had 200 students in a study hall in the commons area because they have no other way to supervise the students because they don't have enough teachers to fill classes. These are the types of anecdotes and data that are leading to, you know, words like crisis and immediacy. We've got to figure out ways to address it.
That was Lee Gaines speaking with Mark Kleisner, the new president of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. You can find a longer version of this interview at willnews.org.